The Brothers Grimm.
Well, I really learned something. One, you act your age. And two, you don't try to be something you're not. And three.
Yes?
You find out in advance what restaurant your mom and dad are going to, and go someplace else.
Mothers, don't let your babies grow up to be
boss, 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 boss.
I'm the two bars.
We'll be right back.
punk friends, brothers and sisters, punk earthlings. This is the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, episode 400.
Holy moly, the milestone episode. Here we go.
4th of July weekend.
Well, this is coming out on the 4th of July, but
4th of July, 2023.
You might be coming to us live from the wine country there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just such a crap holiday, bro, in California now. What is it, a random Tuesday this year? So everybody's going to take, like, a five-day weekend? You can't even light fireworks or nothing. You burn down the whole damn state with one of them damn sparklers.
So you're facing the 100-plus degree weather, huh?
Yeah, but I'll be working, so it won't matter. On 4th of July.
Was that a new intro song there?
Holy moly, did you hear that new intro song?
I've heard that new intro song a lot.
you're the master, you're the amateur master.
Now. I do a lot of mastering.
The Brothers Grimm Punkcast, brand new, fresh. Yours truly on back of vocals and drums. And then the old Mad Axe, bro, that's you. The rest is all Mad Axe.
It's my alter ego, man.
Good job.
We think we're the only punk cast / podcast to produce their own music. So
I was asking you, I know the guys at Annihilation Radio, either one or both of them were in a band, but I don't know which band, and they haven't been around for like 3 years. But
they retired, and you also don't know what band. So they obviously didn't promote it, I guess.
But what podcast out there is there where they're producing their own shit? I can't think of one.
You listen to a lot.
So this is why it's a milestone, episode 400 over here. Remember, every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cali time over on Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com. And over at Ripper Radio, Fridays and Saturdays, same time, 7 p.m. Cali time. So starting the show was a brilliant banger by us. Moving to Mars.
Not to be conceited, right?
Not to be conceited, man. We started out with a really banging song. What is that, 37, 38 seconds?
And what were the two things you decided to bring to Mars?
Yeah, beer and barbecue, of course.
That's right.
And, you know, 4th of July weekend, perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a great song you wrote, man. So I sing on that song.
Right.
Because I thought I was so badass that I was like, oh, here, I changed up the lyrics a little bit, and I'm going to, you know, add this or that, and ended up with me on there.
Yeah, I think you changed, like, guitar and hookers to beer and barbecues.
Yeah. But, yeah, then I'm like, well, the only way we're going to get there is I can't fly a freaking spacecraft, so I'm going to have to crash Elon's hoopty into Mars. So there you go, folks.
And that was pretty much the whole 38 seconds right there.
We're going to be putting all this on Bandcamp very, very soon. Very soon.
Once we have album art. So, yeah, we're
What is it, like 18, 19 songs? How many is it?
20.
20 songs, man. We're going to have 20 songs over on Bandcamp.
Some of those are short, of course. So it's kind of more like a 17 song with.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe that's why I said that.
Songs, but who's counting and who cares?
We might as well play some tunes because we'll probably never play any music on this episode. We're going to flap our ivories the whole time. But after the Brothers Grimm Punk, Bros Grimm Punk, Moving to Mars, off the upcoming album over on Bandcamp, One Small Step for a Punk. And that's going to be over on Bandcamp soon. We'll keep you informed. And then after that was one of the greatest Gutter Mouth songs ever, which we cover on this upcoming thing, right? Viva America off of Gorgeous.
Oh,
Murphy's
that song shreds.
Oh man, it's insane.
Album.
So we said we did a little cover of that song. I totally had to improvise on the drum part, man. It's improv on the drums because that shit. There was no way I was learning that fill they do in there, putting that thing together. I cheated. After a good old Guttermouth was Murphy's Law with America Rules off of Back with the Bong. Suburban Threat after that did American Punk off of Punch Drunk. And then you heard the new Brothers Grimm intro song.
Yeah, so let's get into a block of more Brothers Grimm punk songs.
Yeah, here's what we got coming up for you, people. This next one is pretty badass, but nobody cares, man.
No one cares.
And this is No One Cares from the Bros Grimm Punkcast, or Brothers Grimm Punk.
Happy 4th.
Brothers Grimm Punkcast sucks.
Brothers Grimm. Yeah.
This is Punk Pop 138. You are listening to the Brothers Grimm Podcast, episode 400 special. The brothers think they're real cool and talented with their new punk tunes. Fact is, they are only human scum. Here is my anthem, which makes me way more punk than them.
Brothers Grimm Punkcast, shredding through the apocalypse, 4th of July week, 2023. That was all brand new tunes from the Bros Grimm Punk over at, we're going to put it on Bandcamp. That was great stuff, man.
But, was that Punkbot 138 that intercepted the show? Or
yeah, that good old little, Punkbot.
A little bit of interference there.
Good old punk bot. We close that out with the punk bot 138 anthem. If in case you missed it, there, old punk bot took over the airwaves.
So apparently, punk bot can play every instrument, which I guess makes sense, and record it digitally. But took punk bot 12 years to put out a single.
Yeah,
it was just time, you know.
Punk bot's really freaking slow, man. Punk bot does not have the Windows 10 or 11 version going on. It's more like Windows 97.
And the gutter mouth reference being number not a human. So
yeah, that Misfits, all kinds of stuff.
beam punk bot back to 1994 when
baby.
Fucking music was actually good.
Yeah, everybody, you have to rewind that, man. Listen to the lyrics. It was cool. Gender neutral before it was cool. Punk bot's crazy, man.
What is that? Like, we take no responsibility for punk bot on this show.
No,
it's gotta have a disclaimer there.
It's like an old iPhone that constantly gets updated.
You're gonna have an update tonight at midnight. If your phone's plugged in, you're hooked up to Wi-Fi and all that crap.
That's exactly how Punkbot 138 operates. Same kind of waves. You just have to shut Punkbot off every now and then.
Follow Punkbot on Instagram for punk rock beats.
That's definitely a good song. We just closed out with their Punkbot 138 anthem. Before that was I'm Mad, I'm Grimm.
Get it?
I'm Mad, I'm Grimm. You know what? You're brilliant, man. You're like an artist.
I don't know about that, but so you got to tell us what Nuke the Family and Coin of the Realm are about.
No. Well, before I'm Mad, I'm Grimm. Which is pretty self-explanatory song. I mean, come on, man.
Well, there's a double meaning there, right?
Yeah, so. such a good lick there. That
it's
was awesome.
Like you're really pissed off, right? And then at the same time, it's, you know, Mad Axe, and get it.
It's brilliant. I told you, man. You're an artist. Before that was one we did, Coin of the Realm. Man, you know, I can't remember where I got the title of that song. It was some freaking lame political bullshit thing I was listening to back in 2021. I wrote that song. I was just so fed up with everything going on.
Oh, this, oh, that, whoa.
You know, listen to the lyrics, whatever. But, you know, it was like you flip the coin, and it doesn't matter if it's heads or tails. It's one of the best songs. And then you wrote all the music for it, so it ended up being one of the best songs ever, dude. If you don't like that song, you're kind of dumb. And then I wrote this song before that, too, Nuke the Family. And you have all the credit for the music part of it, which is the best part as far as I'm concerned, the music part. I mean, shit, I'm just banging on the drums, you know? So Nuke the Family was before Coin of the Realm, and that song just shreds, man. One I wrote again after having a bad weekend, you know, it's like, why do I take time off work when I'm just so lame? And then it's basically like, this is why I'm doing this, you know? And Nuke the Family, because, you know, the whole DB thing is nuke, bombs and all that stuff. You know, growing up in the 80s, man, you know, everybody got their first microwave and shit, you know? So, you know, it's like Nuke the Family. I'm telling you, dude, it's a little trippy, man.
All right, I like it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and then everybody just, you know, along with, you know, Coin of the Realm a little bit, you know, everybody just, the whole nuclear family thing. Oh, God, it's got the nuclear family. Whoa. You know, all this shit nowadays. So it's basically about that. Nuclear family. Nuke about the family.
About the American dream, then.
Yeah, and Tinder and all this bullshit. The swipe right. Fucking crap. Go to work, man. And Nuke the Family. And then
it's art, like you said.
Yeah. It's a good song, man. You turned it into, I had a couple words I put in there, and then you turned it into a flower that just blossomed. Then we started out with No One Cares, man. That song shreds, bro. Cause nobody cares. I mean, we're sitting here and talking about all these songs and stuff, and really nobody cares.
Yeah. That's pretty self-explanatory, that one right there.
And I don't know if we should do that song slow or fast. It's so badass either way, man. I think we're going to have to do it twice. Like nobody's did, what was it, the R&R version.
Oh, man.
The chick does the vocals in it. We need to do an R&R version of No One Cares by the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Nobody cares anyways, so we'll get into the next set. We're going to have old El Matador join us and talk about these next tunes, man. You remastered some stuff they recorded, what, 7 years ago?
I think it was six, but, you know.
Yeah, 2017. Here's brand new. Most of this stuff is the brand new Fight Music album that you can find on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast Bandcamp page and download it over there.
I got sneaky and changed it to Brothers Grimm Punk. But
Brothers Grimm Punk, that's even better. Oh, go to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast blogspot page, brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com, iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And a link to Bandcamp and all the awesome YouTube playlists. It goes on and on. And there's also an America playlist for you for your 4th of July barbecue.
There you go. You can just blow. You can blow shit up, crack beers, blow shit up, and listen to some cool punk tunes off that playlist. Like I said, without further ado, here's a brand new Fight Music album, Robodick. You can hear over at the Bros Grimm Punk Bandcamp page. This is Slave to the Dollar, mastered by
the Mad Axe
himself.
Best beware, there's an enemy among you. Pretty soon they'll overrun you. Better trust in Uncle Trump and you'll be...
We are all just corporate trolls. Their country takes its toll. El Matador of Fight Music. You're listening to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Fuck yeah.
We're from Fight Music. You listen to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
Shoot you in the head. You carry a weapon, a mask, the weakness that you feel, and in your predatory stance, mirrors the American ideal. The odds are in your favor, you go on the attack. You wouldn't venture in the woods if the animals shot back. Shoot back!
I think some of the punkers are pretty decent individuals. Some of them are very American and very patriotic, but you see some here.
America waves, America waves, I'm my own, I see my
Hey, punkers, welcome back. Episode 400 here, the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Got a special for you. Just played a bunch of brand new fight music tunes. And guess who's on the line? We got this little talking part.
DJ Matador here.
Yeah, El Matador.
The band broke up quite a while ago, but we finished the album. I spent $1,200 on it, so I may as well. Thanks to Mad Axe for actually doing something with it.
Oh, man, it was a joy. These songs shred, and it actually, you know, kind of stoked my love for punk rock again, I guess you could say. Yeah. But awesome album, man.
Trackworks, got to give him a shout out. And Justin Weiss engineered it to the max. Much better than anything I could ever do.
He did at least one of the other albums, right?
Yeah, Let Them Eat Cock also.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, in case you were listening and you're a little bit confused, we often talk about the El Matador over here on Brothers Grimm Punkcast, and so this is him right here.
Punk rock legend.
Punk rock legend. Chico. Punk rock legend from Chico. I talk so
highly.
I talk so highly of fight music, man, on this show.
Yeah.
They're a legendary band as far as I'm concerned. Everybody's like, who's fight music? What the fuck this guy talking about?
Yeah, we were good for our time, but yeah, we haven't been together for quite some time, and the band broke up while we were recording, so we never finished it. But luckily, Mad's family was in a different state, so he had the time busted it out. His honey-do list was non-existent.
That's right.
12 songs you recorded 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Man, I can't believe this stuff was put up on the shelf, dude. In case you're more than confused, the Mad Axe, this, we talked about this last set, he put up the new Fight Music album over on our Bandcamp page, Fight Music Robo Dick.
For free.
For free, baby. Go download it.
Got some good album art, which will also be on the blog.
I didn't even realize those stats. It said there was like, it was like mid, you hadn't put the album up yet, and we were at like 100 and, I think it said 49 or 98 downloads for the month. So someone's downloading fight music.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot of action, man.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It kind of is.
How long would the album have been if you had actually made it in 2017?
Yeah, so I wrote 10 of the songs. Well, I guess there's a Golden Girls cover.
Yeah, so, no, yeah, so basically, so
but I didn't want to have to sing on any of it because my voice is terrible. So, Mad to the rescue. He pulled
so it would have been.
It would have been the same exact album, but we were not capable of.
Oh, so it would have. Oh, so all 12 are on there then.
Yeah,
it would have. Oh,
we were like we had like one more time to go, or maybe like 10 more hours to finish it. You know.
Yeah. Oh, right, shit. Right.
Hey, man, I think the El Matador does some badass vocals, dude. You're not giving yourself enough credit, dude. You fucking shred.
Don't sell yourself short.
No, you shred, man. You get some shredding vocals.
Another shout out to Justin, who says I have a Cartman. He calls me Cartman voice.
Oh, no.
The studio. Here comes the Cartman vocals.
I can see that.
Like, yeah, I don't want to fucking sing.
So what other bands does he work with, or has he worked with?
Andre Nicotina, his most famous.
Okay.
He's a rapper producer of that band. Like P.O.D. You remember that band?
I think a ton
of bands, man.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, legit.
And both the D.D. Grimm went to that recording studio. Right?
Yeah, man, that's where the original... Yeah, I kept telling him, like, I was, like, the ultimate fight music fanboy, bro. Never even went to a show. I slept in my car after working midnights all night. I slept in my car while you guys were recording. When you guys did the
Let Them Eat Cock. It's a classic.
The original freaking Brothers Grimm intro song, dude.
There you go.
So badass.
Oh, and you can see Fight Music Live on our YouTube page. There's a couple there. from Reno, Jub Jubs.
Yep, and just like any other band, it's always sucks when you break up, and it's like a relationship, you know, the divorce.
So, I do know.
Just for shits and grin, we gotta play the original fight music intro song. Listen up, everybody.
Fucking haters.
Yeah, dude.
I need some of those vocals, man. Where I need that. Where are those?
Yeah, I was like a little kid, bro. I was like so happy that they let me go in there and do that on their dime, man.
Yeah, the guy was like, "Who is this guy?" Like, don't worry about it. We'll bust this out in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was literally five minutes, dude.
Yeah,
I was like from the top, fellas.
So funny.
I was like Jim Morrison, man. I came in there, I was stumbling in there. Just so I don't get out of order here. I think we tried to close that off with some not so fight music tunes, like maybe American Waste by Black Flag, Pure Disgust did America, Narrow Views did Making America Great Again, kicked off the internet, baby. So punk that they got banned from Bandcamp. Oh, that was off Nationalist 2018. Played the piss with Great American Sportsman, because, you know, we're down with our sports over here at the Bros Grim. Played Pepper Spray Tray, another one of your guys' bands from back in the Chico days there. That was Sausage Party.
And we got to mention, go to our Bandcamp page, yep. Brothers Grim Punk. There's a, I guess, remastered. I don't know how else to...
I don't know how else to say it, too. Even though it's like so amateurly remastered or whatever, but it sounds sounds way better, though. I mean,
I wish Grant...
I guess I'm trying not to knock the people who actually do that for a living, you know? It's like, well, how'd you do this on GarageBand?
I wish DJ Matador would have listened to it so he could tell me if it sounded better or not, but...
How many songs is that?
Pepper Spray Tray?
Yeah.
15 songs plus... I essentially took a bunch of talking, called it Chico Antics, and just made it its own track.
There we go. So, we put up Sausage Part... I mean, we put up Pepper Spray Tray...
And what's so hilarious about that is I have to talk about this for a second. So the name of the band is based on our drummer at the time. His dog got pepper sprayed by the cops, basically some security outfit. But the dog was named after the Green Day drummer, right?
Oh, okay.
Trey. And then, so that's T-R-E with the little thing over the E. Well, we never actually had our band name correct. Like, we even made a banner, and it was T-R-A-Y. So, like, a couple months ago, I write him on Facebook. I'm like, it should have been T-R-E with the little thing on it, right? Yeah, I guess so.
Wasn't there songs we don't know the name of?
I got all the names. I tracked down all the names.
Cool. So Pepper Spray Tray.
What a bad name.
It's fresh. It's remastered. It's on our Bandcamp page, people. We'll put a link in the blog spot. Go check it out. That's what we're talking about now. So.
And Rant and Stanton purchased
that album when it was free,
so I don't know. But thanks for your support.
Yeah, I know.
Old guys and technology.
Put the pay what you want in there, and I guess he was down with the cause, but they keep wanting me to make a business PayPal account. So if anybody wants to do that, they can take the royalties, because it just after 60 days, it drops off or something.
So you don't even get the money anyway. I love that.
No, man. I don't know if Bandcamp keeps it or what, but... I have a PayPal account. I was like, oh, I'll just link that. They're like, no, it has to be a business account. I'm like, no, that sounds like taxes.
Scared of Uncle Sam.
Podcast racket. They're after you.
Yeah.
Gonna shut you down.
Before Sausage Party was three brand new fight music tunes. We were just starting to talk about their kind of. We got they got 12 of them, 12 brand new songs over on our Bandcamp. Robo Dick, like I keep mentioning. That was Don't Text and Skate with old Mad Axe on vocals there. Woo!
That song's just incredible. I don't know what else to say about it.
Well, I guess a combo vocals of you and El Matador there.
Correct.
Anytime you mention Bones Brigade in friggin' a song, winner.
And watch King of the Road on Vice.
Yeah.
An amazing show that existed 6 years ago.
Totally amazing show, man.
And there's law and orders in my neighborhood, or there used to be this guy that would text and skate on a daily basis. Drive like down the middle of the road.
Pretty dangerous.
That is pretty
dangerous. Yeah, he deserved to be ran over.
It basically covered all the lyrics there. And
if you hit a pebble and go flying forward.
Which I did several times in Chico. In front of all the cute girls, just take a spill right in the middle of the road. But I was not texting because this was circa 2000, where the Nokias weren't really text friendly.
Yeah, no,
it was like basically paging someone. And you could actually harm someone by throwing your phone at them. That's how heavy the phones were.
And then. Before Don't Text and Skate was Pussification of America. You know, this is the 4th of July special as well, so that fit there. That was perfectly fit in. I'm like the ultimate fight music fanboy, and I always get kind of like when I get a link to a new album or new band over on Bandcamp, and I look and the songs are all like 3 minutes long, I'm kind of like, it's like skip right over. Don't do that with this band, everybody. Don't. Oh man, these are badass.
I know, that's
these are badass 3 minute songs.
That's so what was interesting too about, you know, mastering the album, whatever, doing, you know, finishing the songs is I'd be like, oh my god, there's so much song left.
Yeah.
And it was quite challenging.
And what we had the Bros Grimm started out with like a 37 second song.
So, yeah, that's about, you know,
anything
my
over minutes.
Span.
Anything over a minute and a half is kind of woo. I can't drum that long, anyways. I'd have to take a break. I had a 3 minute song, man. Danny does the drums on this album, obviously, right?
No, it's actually Paul.
Oh yeah, sorry, that's one.
EST drummer.
That's the connection there. Pepper Spray Trey drummer and. Drummer on, yeah.
I don't know why I brought Danny into it. Didn't mean because he was doing the bumper the one time there in the parking lot.
We had six different drummers. We're a 12-year span.
Pretty good shit, dude. Chico was loaded with good drummers, I guess, man, because he fit right in.
We had never recorded with any of the shitty drummers. I don't think.
Drummers suck.
Yup.
Is there anything you can add to Pussification of America?
Oh, that real men don't exist anymore. We're a bunch of bitches. And our future president will be a zennial or a, you know, behavioral medicated piece of crap kid, you know.
Woo, there you go.
Eventually.
There you go, man. Hey.
That's, you discovered the lyrics.
That's a fucking badass song. Just describing that song.
Oh, shit.
And then before that, we had Slave to the Dollar. We're all true fans of that, I guess.
Yep. Got to make that Skrilla.
Skrilla, Skrilla. And then we have... we had USA POS in the background. I don't know what's in the background right now.
Yeah, all I can say is I was drunk going to the bars and stepped over a homeless guy to enter the bar. And just didn't care.
Yeah. Sounds like America. I know.
So bad.
Yeah, there's like a ska. I guess I could kind of call it ska. I don't know. There's kind of a couple ska parts in that song, and I was like, "How the hell am I going to sing this?" But that was challenging, to say the least. But I think it's turned out pretty well.
Yeah, it's a good 12 songs. That's why we had to get you on here, El Matador,
right on.
And talk about this because, oh. Man, I don't know, man. So Fight Music is one of my favorite bands of all time. I mean, I'm not even kidding you when I heard the Last Stab. Is it Last Stab?
No, oh, yeah,
dude, that song made me cry, bro. I was crying.
That's brutal, dude.
Yeah,
that's
dude,
what
that's
happened.
That's just such a good song.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, heroin's fucked up, everybody. God damn.
There's a little bit of, there's a train spotting Easter egg, too. You gotta check it out.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, Uncle Logan, man, that heroin, it fucks people up, dude.
Yeah, yes,
it does. There's no turning back, man. There's no turning back.
That's true.
Such a shame.
Had a good run, and happy to be here on the 400th episode. It's awesome, dudes.
Quite
the accomplishment in podcasting.
Yeah, it's kind of good.
Oh, yeah. Rhyme and Treason, what? It's like three. You're up in the 345, so you're almost there, too.
we struggle to make them. It'd be a lot easier if I had someone.
I did like 50 half-hour shows so I could pass them up. And never look back. Oh, man.
And yeah, you got the technical skills.
But guess what? No one cares.
That's right.
Exactly.
Nobody does.
So, yeah, so if you didn't know, I've mentioned it before on the show several times. El Matador does. He's the DJ over with DJ Gower over at Rhyme and Treason Radio. Go get that at Podbean and Google. I listen to it on Google Podcasts. Subscribe, everybody. Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Yep. And random fact, DJ Gower's uncle recorded that Pepper Spray Trey album.
Dang.
It all comes full circle.
22 years ago.
22 years ago.
Was that recorded in an actual studio? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
And one of the tracks was recorded by a student at Chico State, but
cool.
That's all on the Bandcamp page.
Cool.
Well, thanks for having me, fellas.
Hell yeah, dude.
Finishing the album.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
We love your art, bro. Keep it rocking. Hey, and you probably got some Fight Music tunes somewhere you left out 6 years. Come on, man.
You still got time to redo I Hate to Fly, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do it.
Please, because that
song. Then we can put it on. Yeah, that song's fucking
too good.
Way shred.
Like New York to Nowhere.
Just steal it.
Amazing.
Mad Axe, just steal it and we'll just do it.
Well,
we're getting permission to steal your song.
I can't play like that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. I'd be like. Yeah. But yeah, re-record that one and send other tunes too. You gotta keep making them.
Yeah, for sure. Robo Dick.
That's so sick, dude.
That's the perfect name.
Yeah,
perfect
dude.
Name. That's like isn't that like a porno with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like an offshoot of Terminator?
That's so
there
funny.
You go.
That's awesome.
All right.
All right, man.
Well, you know what? Let's get into some 4th of July shit right here. This is the Step Kings doing Independence Day, everybody, off of Let's Get It On. We'll be right back.
destruction, contempt, hatred, chaos, and anarchy.
Doing. We're doing right. This is the American dream in action.
Walk. Let me close with what I've long said. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
defend their freedom of speech to tell uninspired, bigoted, blowjob, gay-bashing, racist, and rape jokes all under the guise of being edgy. But that's not the edge. That's what sells. They couldn't possibly pander any harder or be more commercially mainstream.
Terrorists, I was hooked up with someone they never let me free. Can't be rearranged, I can't
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What the fuck was that?
Did you spill your beer there?
No, I just spilled the damn mic.
Well, we gotta keep that on the show. 400 is just going swimmingly.
Yes, indeed, punkers. We're going to try to close out this special episode 400. Go, please send us some stuff over to brothersgrimpunk@gmail.com. So I said we might do some, format change, a little bit of a format change. I'm thinking about going back to the half-hour shows and plugging a half-hour of new tunes in. No one cares, man, so...
You should write a song about that.
Yeah, we should write a song about that.
Yeah, what do we play in that last block?
I mean, we keep flapping our ivories here. We actually played a bunch of punk rock tunes there. That was Gag Order. You know, you always have to get the Canadian boys involved with the stuff going on over here in the Land of the Free. So that was Gag Order. They did Land of the Free off of 7 Plus Inches 2021. Another 2021 tune before that. Dead Last did Land of the Free as well off of Where Do We Go From Here. And then before that, we had a brand new one from Rancid, good old Rancid. That was New American off of Tomorrow Never Comes. My goodness. Dude, I'm a fan, man. I'm down with this album. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a nice little surprise, right?
Yeah, very nice. There's even, I mean, that's probably one of the longest songs on the album, 2 minutes and 38 seconds. There's a lot of them. They're like the 120 mark, 130 or 140 mark.
I love the "Don't make me do it."
Yeah,
don't make me do it.
Yeah. Hey, Rancid's cool, man. Rancid, I'm down with Rancid still.
Man, those guys have been around
a long time,
30 plus years, right?
Yeah. No, they've been around a long time, and to put something out like that is just refreshing, man. I think I had it on loop in my car for maybe 20 times, I want to say. I listened to it about 20 times in a row, man. That's a good album.
I like the black and yellow colors too, but not so sure about the mug shots on the front. But
yeah,
whatever.
The title track, Tomorrow Never Comes. Tomorrow! Like, I imagine him, Matt Freeman, screaming in the... And then, but did you see the video?
I did.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not how I want you to scream tomorrow, bro. Like...
Well, they still have an image to uphold, right?
But good job on those vocals, dude. Matt
Shit, Freeman, man. Those dudes were on Saturday Night Live 30 years ago.
Yeah, man.
Think of that. They were like up there with fucking Green Day.
No. They're a very famous band. That's why you probably don't hear much over on the Brother Grimm podcast. But that was good new album, man, by Rancid right there. That was New American, fit in with that 4th of July theme. Before that, we had Jughead's Revenge, did American Jesters off of American Jesters 2021.
I didn't realize that song was that new.
Yeah, they put some stuff out on Bandcamp, and
Song shreds.
You know,
too.
2021, like I talked about earlier, that's kind of a weird year. People are a little bit pissed off, you know. So, American Jesters, and then a Global Threat before that did American Culture off of What the Fuck Will Change from Punk Core Records 2002. Conflict Resolution before that with Problem with America. Shit You Never Knew You Wanted from 2007. Good old Lockjaw before that did All American Punk off of Gang Violence LP 1985. President Bomber did US of A off of their self-titled 2020. And the Step King started it out. Well, we've blabbed enough, man.
And remember, check out that, I think it's America Fuck Yeah, playlist on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, we left that song out for some reason. I found like 3 covers of that. I forgot about that song. Darn it. We'll play it in the background somewhere. You probably heard it. Probably heard it already.
And don't burn your house down or burn the neighborhood down or burn your town down.
Or burn California down. Be chill.
And we've talked about Brothers Grimm Punk. We got a cool cover of Rancid coming up on that album if we ever actually get it on Bandcamp. But
yeah, it's Robo Drums, so we can't get rid of the Robo Drums in that song, everybody.
No.
But we'll wrap this episode up.
And if you're out there and you listen to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast for the last 12 years, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
There's got to be someone out there who's heard a majority of the episodes for that 12-year period.
Right?
Come on.
Come on, man.
Hit us up.
Stussy, man. Stussy. Our boy Stussy, Joseph, hit us up. Let us know you're still out there. We're going to cool down and close it out with Steve Jasper. He's going to do America off of the Steve Jasper solo project. This is a Reverb Nation song that he put out, I think, 2014. But I Googled and I researched
Jabber.
Steve Jasper died, man, in 2021 or something like that. So he's no longer with us, man. I think he took this song down for some reason. I think he was a little bit pissed with America. And, so it's down. But this is a banging song, as far as I'm concerned. Good one to close it out with.
And a remixed Brothers Grimm Punkcast outro song.
Yes, the Brothers Grimm Punkcast outro song.
And a remix, The End. Little tribute to The Doors, so...
Little
Enjoy
tribute
to
The Doors.
Well.
Yeah, so you got three songs you're going to hear. Yeah, the outro is badass, man. Good job. Good job on that. Until next time, punks.
Anarchy.
How's that working out for you?
Where are you about? Other countries, when do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
You've been listening to, you've been writing to, you've been watching to Brothers Grimm Podcast.
Like, he's more punk than me.
This is the end
of another awesome Brothers Grimm.